helping others. That's what Dr. Yankee is all about, and his wife, Lolita. Good morning, Dr. Yankee.
Good morning.
What is Camp Haven on US 1 all about?
Camp Haven is about making lasting changes for men.
Lasting changes for men. Lolita, the wife, good morning.
Hello.
How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about Camp Haven.
What is Camp Haven?
Camp Haven is a transformational program which helps men change their lives by changing their minds, changing their attitudes, changing their relationships with themselves, their community, and that they've forgotten that they're already connected to God.
These are men who have given up on themselves.
Men who are emotionally and mentally broken, and our job is to refurbish them and strengthen them so they go back to the community strong and delivering services.
Okay, now, Camp Haven is on US 1, and it's actually, you took a former motel, and actually these men live here, right?
Yes, it's a campus. So I like to refer to it as Camp Haven campus because the men study themselves, their relationships, and we give them opportunities, books, educational materials to change themselves.
Okay, what specifically, first of all, what was the genesis of this? Where did this idea come from?
This idea came from the fact that homeless people were rounded up at some point by law enforcement because they were living on the streets in the woods and causing a nuisance according to the community.
And we have other organizations in town that take in families, but none that are looking out for the sole, lonesome, solitary male.
The man who has ties to this community because he used to work here and his family is here, for every man is a mother, a wife, children that need him to get whole and holy and come back to them and take care of them and pay their taxes.
Okay, now what specifically do you do? Where do you hold these classes? Exactly what is taught?
We do not have any redundancy in our program. We use services that are already in the community by making use of mental health organizations that provide those services, like the mental health services, the Treasure Coast Health services, substance awareness service, council services.
And you supply transportation for these homeless men?
No, we get the community to provide it by giving them bicycles and giving them a little money to get on buses. If they have cars, we help them with a little bit of gas money to get around if they need to. Some of the men have come living in their cars for a few months.
Now, how long does the average adult male, stay at Camp Haven before they built themselves back up to be released?
It's hard to say average. We have only been in existence 1 year. However, we have found that it takes men at least 3 months to find some kind of a decent job where they can support themselves. For other men, it takes almost 8 months to get themselves together.
Okay. What do you supply at Camp Haven? Do you supply a bed? Do you supply food? What do you supply there?
We supply board, means beds, shelter, food, clothing, educational books, computers, classes, anything, vocational training, or we send them out for vocational training.
Community kitchen?
The food is with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, everything. They're taken care of like they were home. This is their home away from home.
Okay. What do you want people of the community to know, Mrs. Yankee?
Without their support, this program would not be possible. This is a program made possible by the support of generous donors, community churches, social service organizations, education centers, business companies, and people who empathize with the men.
Well, we're wonderful. We've been talking with Lalita Janki and her husband, Walter, a doctor, I should say. He's earned the title of doctor. And as you know, he created the Janki Heart Support, which is still used today in coronary surgery. And obviously, you're using that patent and the monies you're making it from it to help others. And I want to compliment you, Dr. and Mrs. Janki, for doing all you're doing.
The patent was gave me some income only for the first 5 years. That was 25 years ago.
I want to say one thing, okay? One voice can make a song. One life can change the world, just as one gunshot can create a crisis.
Okay.
So we ask people to give anything. Your one contribution will make a difference in a person's life.
This is the mayor of the airways. Got to take a break. Camp Haven, support it today.